Welcome to the Empire Alumni Spotlight. We talk with Empire alumni about where they are, what they're doing, and some of their memories from being here on the Hill. Today we have Empire alumni Trell Dandridge. She is a graduate of the class of 1994. Ms. Dandridge, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Ms. Dandridge, tell everyone about where you are and what you're doing since you graduated Empire.
Well, since I've graduated Empire, I moved to Galveston, Texas. It's a little barrier island on the southeast, off of the coast of Southeast Texas. And I actually started working at Moody Gardens, and I was worked my way up to biologist level three at the aquarium. I worked with amazing animals like sharks, octopus, big bony fish like barracuda, ling cobia, and it was just a really amazing career that I had for 9 years. I ended up after Hurricane Ike, again, living on the island, we deal with things like hurricanes, which is actually pretty amazing coming from Oklahoma. I was like, wow, hurricanes, we have a whole week to like get out of town, you know, in Oklahoma, we don't. You wake up and there's a tornado over your house. But I ended up starting my own company, a dog training business named called Mutts with Manners with one of my colleagues from Moody Gardens. And we've been doing that since 2000, and just dog training full time and teaching people how to train their dogs with the same positive reinforcement techniques we use for the animals at Moody Gardens.
It's cool. I've been at Galveston and Moody Gardens myself a lot. Do
Oh.
you want to talk about what you did this past weekend?
Yeah, so I also, on my personal time, I love to run, and recently in the last few years have started dabbling in sprint triathlons. I connected with a group in Houston called Team Catapult, and they their little tagline is turning disabilities into capabilities. And I lost my eyesight in, gosh, 1989. I was at Empire. I was in a really terrible car accident with my mom and my sister and suffered a traumatic brain injury, which started causing some damage to my optic nerves. And that caused me inevitably to lose all of my eyesight over a period of about 10 years. So I was in Galveston when I lost my eyesight at 24. So when I met this group, Team Catapult, I just kind of fell in love with what they stood for. And I met many, many, many amazing adaptive athletes, but two of them became really good friends, Kelly Duvall and Letty Sandoval. And we just kind of connected. We just became really close. And Kelly, who is a very amazing athlete, she actually completed her first full Ironman in November, wanted to do before that to prepare for her swim, she wanted to do a saltwater swim. But she didn't want to do the whole Olympic distance by herself. So we did our first relay in October, and she did the swim, Letty did the bike, and I did the run. We called ourselves Blind Luck just because that was a name that she always kind of used. And I told them, I was like, you know, you guys, if we keep doing this, we're going to have to change our name to Blind Fury. So we did keep doing relays together, and we changed our name to Blind Fury, and it kind of just took off over this last weekend. We signed up for the 70.3 here in Galveston Ironman distance. Ironman 70.3 Texas is the official name of that particular race. And we signed up to do the relay, Kelly doing the swim, Letty doing the bike, and me doing the run, just because we wanted to have, you know, we wanted the leg of the distance, the leg of the race, to be the one that was our strength. And for me, it's definitely running. And for Kelly, she's nailing those swims. And Letty's very comfortable on the bike. So we signed up. We ended up being the first blind female relay race for Ironman, making a little bit of history. So that was fun to kind of be a part of that. And we did it. We did amazing. We finished in, gosh, I don't know the exact time. It was a little over 7 hours. The run was hard. It was definitely the hardest half marathon I've ever ran, being in the heat of the day with the sun beating down on us for the whole, you know, 2.5 hours that it took us to do it. My guide for the run, did the entire race. So by the time she got to me, while I was fresh, she was not. So we ended up moving to walk intervals where we ran for 4 minutes and walked for 1 minute.
Okay, accomplishing something as grueling as an Ironman is difficult enough, but talk about the challenges of being blind and competing in the race.
Yeah, so it is a little extra challenging to do to run bike or bike swim, bike or run with not being able to see. We have to have a guide to stay safe, but the guides, there's lots of rules surrounding that for us. So, the guide cannot help us move forward in the race. We have to do it all on our own. They're literally there just to be our eyes. So for the swim, for example, it's a waist tether. So the guide, Cheyenne, was tethered to Kelly and waist to waist, and the cord between them is about 4.5 to 5 feet. For the bike, it's on a tandem. And so Cheyenne, the guide, pilots the bike, and then the blind athlete, Letty, was on the back stoking the tandem. And for the run, we hold on to a hand tether as we run. So we just kind of hold it loosely in our hands and we run together. I think part of the challenge for the guide, they have to be stronger and faster than the athlete than they're guiding that they're guiding. And they also have to be able to get information along the way. So for the swim, the bike, and the run, that all looks different. If you could have just imagined, we get a head start on the swim, but those fast swimmers catch up with you and they will try and swim over you and they will swim over the tether. And sometimes tethers have been broken in the middle of a race, or people can get tangled up in the tether, which can be another issue. So again, you have to have a strong guide swimmer and be a strong swimmer yourself to kind of elbow some of those people out of the way so that nobody drowns. The bike, again, even though there's two people powering the bike, it's still a bigger bike than somebody else who, somebody who can see, for example, who's just riding a standard bike. There's for the run, my guide has to be able to tell me about steps, step up, steps down, curbs, potholes, weaving in and out of traffic. Alerting runners ahead of us that maybe we're faster than, that we're passing on their left or right. And just from my perspective, having to translate all of that in enough time to be able to hop over, have high feet over that pothole or, pause in time to step down and, have no twisted ankles. So the brain power, I feel like, is definitely a little bit more just because of everything that you're doing and then having to translate everything your guide is saying, is telling you in enough time to be able to actually do it safely.
Okay, what message would you give to Empire students about accomplishing a big goal they may have?
It sounds really cliche, but you can do anything you put your mind to. It doesn't matter what your goal is, if it's just graduating high school or college or training for an Ironman distance. It's all of those little steps in between. It's all the never skipping a training, or in their case, maybe never skipping that homework or that quiz or that test or that extra credit chance. All of it adds up in the end, and by the time you get to that big goal, all you got to do on that day is just show up. And all the train and know that all the training that you've done is going to be there to help propel you through that end goal.
Okay, what were you involved in while you were here?
I was involved in quite a bit. I was on the Palm Squad with my friends, and I enjoyed being on the dance squad. I love to dance, and exercise has always been kind of important to me. I was also in the science club. I'll talk about a little bit more about that later, and definitely held some offices in my class also along the way.
What do you say was the biggest event that happened to you at Empire while you were a student?
There's a few things that happened. I don't know if I should talk about all of them, but I guess you guys are going to edit this, right?
Probably.
Okay, so. One of the most notable things that happened when we were there was We actually staged a school walkout. There was a lot of stuff going on, and I think what I learned when we did that. I am. Let's see. I was a senior. Gosh, was I? I think I was a senior that year. And we staged this walkout because we realized that we had a voice and it was okay to use it. And the support that we got from our teachers at the time, was very empowering to just let us at a young age to know that if there's something that we want to stand up for, it's okay to do that, and we're not going to get in trouble. It was, it was something that we felt very strongly about, and everybody had a choice. They didn't have to, but they could. So I think that was honestly one of the most notable and big things that happened when I was at Empire. Aside from that, my friend Amy and I were both science lovers, and we started the science club with our teacher. At the time, she was known as Miss Janelle Sellers, and now she's Janelle Rochelle. We started the science club, and we actually held the first Earth Day that was held at Empire. So that was, we also saw, I don't know what it's called now, but the Channel One. We saw the beginning of that. We were a part of that getting started at Empire also. So that was all kind of fun to have a lot of those new ideas being pushed forward. And I think that's kind of what I feel like our class was known for, is all of the new that started. We, as juniors, we held the prom off of school property for the first time. So, it was, that was just kind of our class. We were just not afraid to wonder and what if things into existence. So,
Okay, what was your favorite class while you're here and why?
science, definitely, specifically biology. I just, the whole subject's just fascinating, and it's something that I've definitely continued doing through life as, as an adult working at the aquarium. I love animals. I grew up on a ranch, not too far from the school. I really loved, I love working with animals, and it's been a huge passion of mine.
Okay, who is the teacher or person in Empire that made the biggest impact on you?
That was a tough question. There were so many teachers there that were just so amazing and supportive. Sellers, now Miss Janelle Rochelle. Miss Hammond was our English teacher. Miss Morgan, civics. There was, I can't forget Miss Brock, Miss Jan Brock. She was so amazing and just pivotal, honestly, and me making sure I had everything together that I needed to get off to college. She believed in me so much. I don't know. She was huge for me. Miss Dawkins, she was our algebra teacher. She again, she always, when I started losing my eyesight when I was at the school, she always made sure I was able to sit in a place in class where I was able to see the entire school, the entire chalkboard at the time. You guys probably have something different now, but and just making sure that I had all the information I needed to be able to get my homework done. So many good teachers there.
Okay, what do you think makes Empire stick out from other schools?
The smallness, honestly, this having such a small graduating class made it just a more intimate experience. And while, you have your, you grow up and you're, you have your, all of the drama of just growing up with the same people. But in the end, it made us all closer. And even to this day, if a schoolmate, somebody that we graduated with, is dealing with some really tough times in life, we've all grouped together to be there for them, whether that's, raising some money to help them be able to, provide for their family, or just being there for them and sending a card. I think that's one of the things that I love about Empire, is the intimacy and the smallness of it.
All right, thank you, Miss Dandridge, class of 1994, for joining us. That's all for our interview. One second. And thank you for watching the Empire Alumni Spotlight. Until next time.